I'd like to call this AMATS Technical Advisory Committee virtual meeting of Thursday, December 10th, 2020 to order. Mr. Baker, do we have a quorum?
We do.
Thank you. Turning to minutes, I need a motion to accept the minutes from the September 17th, 2020 meeting.
So move, McCleary.
Bowling second.
Thank you very much. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say or single, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to staff reports. Mr. Baker.
All right, so the first is attachment 3A, financial progress report. A motion is required. And about a quarter through the year, we've expended 29% of the budget, and we're well within where we need to be at this time, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or otherwise have a motion.
So move, Weathy.
Second, McCleary.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to a technical progress report, Mr. Baker.
Thank you again. So obviously, first of all, I just wanted to thank everybody again for being flexible. I know we're all pretty used to doing Zoom meetings now, and there is definitely a level of that's a little less personal than maybe it has been when we get together, but I do appreciate everyone kind of working through with us, especially with such a large group. Today you're going to see the last components that are going into our long-range transportation plan, the last set of data and analysis that we do before we work on the plan itself. Many of you, we've had the opportunity to already sit down with and talk about plans and what projects you think are important, so I appreciate that. From a federal level, the FAST Act was extended through next September. It's again, like 4 years ago when a new administration came in, we started hearing about infrastructure, bipartisan support on infrastructure, and they're starting to chirp again that way. However, I've lost all optimism on the subject, especially when it comes to just knowing that there's still a year. I can't see them tightening the screws until it gets a little bit closer to expiration date. I could definitely be wrong, but our hope is that, whether it's through additional COVID-19 type funding or if it's just getting a new transportation bill, it is being discussed. I'm seeing it being discussed, but it's still hard to know if it's going to be something that, is going to be more of the status quo or if it would actually be an increase in funding. Finally, just so you know, in December, when these meetings are over, Carrie does send out to all communities your membership list, verifying, who's on policy, who's on TAC, making sure we have all the right names, if there's been any turnover or anything like that. So I would just ask you guys to be mindful when those come in or be on the lookout for those as well. But with that, if there are no other questions, or I'd be happy to answer if there are any questions.
Any questions from Mr. Baker? Hearing none, we'll move on to the AMATS Federal Funds Report. Mr. Baker.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is sort of, I guess, our hottest issue of all the items that we have. So ODOT kind of did a different technical budgeting thing with us this year, and usually where they spread out their carryover, our yearly carryover, they actually just gave all of our carryover in one dump this year versus kind of usually it's spread out throughout multiple years. That led us to a surprising $3.2 million of additional funds in our STBG program for this year. The first step when we have additional funds is looking to ask if communities can move up projects that have already been competitively selected through the AMATS processes. We did have two volunteers to move up funds into 2021. I believe that's Chestnut as well as Smith Road from the Summit County Engineer's Office and Chestnut from Cuyahoga Falls. Tony, is that correct? Yeah, so with that, the positive news is that we've reduced our carryover balance. We're under the threshold for potentially giving money back by a fair amount now. However, we still do have $2 million of care, you know, that we would carry over into 2022 right now. So, you know, again, if you do or say feel like there's a drastic need or something, you know, just to remind you guys of the policy, you come to the TAC tip, you can request additional funds, and it's up to that board to then decide to send it to the committees to accept. I will say, like, in our thought process, like I mentioned, the first thing we want to do is always get under, you know, the ODOT carryover amount that would require payback. The first step is moving projects, obviously. If we couldn't have moved projects, we probably next would have looked at making, you know, current projects that are selling this year, trying to make them whole. And then if we ran out of options there, we'd probably try to see if there were any, you know, shovel-ready projects sitting around. However, in this case, with, you know, we went to step number one, and we at least kind of avoided the biggest trouble. But it is something that, you know, if there is a big enough need, your members are always welcome to come to us and ask for that additional funding. However, as you guys all know, many of you are part of a TAC. You know, we usually look at those with fairly high scrutiny when they do come in. So, with that, otherwise, the rest of our programs are in pretty good shape, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or give any more clarification if there is any needed.
Any questions for Curtis? Hearing none, let's move to old business, congestion management process report. Mr. Baker.
Thank you. So our CMP, as we lovingly call it, we gave it to you guys on in September as a draft. We were looking for comments. We received none. Again, this is the document that is now using percent of free flow speed as an analysis measure for congestion versus V over C ratios, etc. We feel pretty good about this plan. We want to take it a step further and build off of it as we move forward. But we are looking for your approval today to move it to the policy committee. And I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are.
Any questions for Curtis? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Jim Bowling, move to approve.
Paradise, second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. It was a good report.
Thank you,
all
sir.
All opposed, same side? Hearing none, motion carries. What was that, Mr. Bowling?
Sorry, John. I just said that was a good. It was a good report. It was a different. It was definitely a different approach, and it was interesting to read it.
Feedback is always appreciated, Jim. Thank you. The motion passes. Moving to new business, transportation planning prospectus.
Oh, you know what? I think we skipped old business B, John.
All right.
2045 planning data forecast.
I don't have that on my chairman's agenda, which is fine. I just need, I guess.
Just say old business item B.
Old business item B, Mr. Chair. Or Mr. Baker. I am the chair, Mr. Baker. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In old business, item B is 2045 planning data forecast. AMATS does have the task of forecasting future demographic data to the future. It's one of the least enjoyable jobs that we do at AMATS, as it's a guaranteed to be wrong type situation. However, you know, it's something that we do use for planning purposes, and we think it does have value and as inputs to the model. Overall, too, we basically do our data. We try to rely on the hard census data, which obviously comes out every decade. So, you know, building a forecast off of 2010 data now, using, you know, regression scenarios and all that, isn't exactly perfect. However, for our forecast in 2045, we are projecting that we would see a small population growth of 2.4%. And 17% growth in employment. Summit County is expected to remain status quo with an expected 0.2% growth, while Portage County is expected to grow by an impressive 9.8%, with Wayne County expected to see about 1.2% growth. Highest population is in the northwest and northeast Portage, and southern Summit is where we're seeing the most growth. And we also have in our employment sectors the biggest increases we forecast to be healthcare, construction, with the biggest declines being in utilities and manufacturing. So this is a forecast that I would just keep in mind, and you can see throughout there's tables. We divide everybody into kind of sub areas, you know, and we do these projections down to the traffic zone level, which is a very small level, and then kind of aggregate it back up. So I would just say this is one of many views. I don't think it's a bad view necessarily, but it's, you know, it's just one possibility when you look at forecasting of what our future could be. So we are looking and asking the committees to approve this forecast.
All right, I will entertain a motion.
So move, Weathy.
Second, the sheriff.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Mr. Baker, do we have any more old business items?
No, we do not. On to new business.
Okay, on to new business, the transportation planning prospectus.
Yes, so the planning prospectus is actually a document that ODOT requires AMATS keep up to date that includes all of our agreements with communities going back to, you know, the late 60s, early 70s, as well as our bylaws, our planning area, all of that great stuff that makes us an MPO. It was last updated in 1997, and we felt that it was time to finally update this document to ensure that it's ready for the you know, for the last 80% of the 21st century. So with that, we are looking for approval. It is all these things that we've already approved, like our public policy, our public participation plan, our mission, our planning agreements, all that stuff that you guys have already approved. It's all kind of just put in one document. So, but we are looking for your motion to approve the new prospectus.
App moved to approve.
It's second, Weathy.
All in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to new business B, 2045 planning data forecast.
Oh, see, that's
not out of order. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Okay, so that was done under old business. Moving to resolutions. Is that correct, Mr. Baker?
Yes.
Okay. Moving to resolutions, resolution 2020-17. Mr. Baker.
All right, so this is a memorandum to discuss a TIP amendment for FY 2021 program of projects for Metro RTA and to add recently awarded funding through ODOT and FTA. The three projects that we're adding, we're going to add new funds for a new transit-oriented development planning study. Metro received $450,000 through the USDOT HOPE grant that will look at studying potential economic impact of transit-oriented development in underutilized, publicly owned or vacant property that's existent to transit invest or exist next to existing transit investment and create jobs and housing opportunities. They also have funding to add funds for a large bus replacement project that includes four CNG vehicles, and then some administrative modifications of several existing projects to include the new Ohio, the OTPP funds that they received through ODOT. So if there are not any questions, staff recommends approval of this resolution.
Any questions? I'll entertain a motion.
So move, Cleary.
Bowling, second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to Resolution 2020-18, Connecting Communities Planning Grant. Mr. Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as many of you know, we've now had the Connecting Communities Initiative for about the last 10 years, awarding planning grants when our budget allows to continue to focus on integrating land use and transportation throughout the region. It was actually, ironically, a year ago that we started this process. We're very close to pulling the trigger right before the pandemic, and due to just the nature of late March, early April, it wasn't until later that when we reconvened and reached out to those applicants that, you know, we decided to move the program forward, and it's kind of finally gotten here to December, a year from now, where we are looking to move these grants forward. The two top-ranked applications were from, one was submitted by the Portage Area Regional Transportation Authority, otherwise known as PARTA, with Franklin Township. And then another Connecting Communities grant was awarded to the City of Stowe. In the packet, you'll see the next page, there's a description of those grants. But we felt that these two best fit the what we were looking to do with the Connecting Communities Initiative, and both will receive $40,000 AMATS-led planning grants to study connectivity in both of these areas and communities. So we are looking for a motion to approve.
So moved, McCleary. Second, McCleary.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Who was the motion?
Motion was Wayne Weathy.
Thank you.
And second was McCleary. All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to Resolution 2020-19. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you again. So we have received requests to add the following projects to the fiscal year 2021-2024 Transportation Improvement Program. It includes the southern section widening of I-77, the northern section of the I-77 widening, and the State Route 21 pavement replacement project in the Chippewa Township area of Wayne County. AMATS recommends a motion to approve.
So moved, McCleary.
Bowling, second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving to Resolution 2020-20. Mr. Baker.
Thank you again. So Resolution 2020-20. Approving the AMATS area traffic crash analysis, as well as supporting ODOT safety performance goals. As you know, AMATS works very hard to put together a comprehensive list of safety crash locations through our region. I'd be remiss not to point out, like, Amy Prater of our staff, who literally combs through thousands of data entries to catch things like crashes, you know, being in the wrong place, crashes located at police stations, and while that data has gotten a lot better, there are still those issues out there, and so, you know, when we provide this to you, we do feel like it is, you know, these are definitely where these crashes occurred. Usually when we do this, Dave Poulet does a nice presentation and kind of goes over things. With the nature of these Zoom meetings, we felt like maybe that wasn't appropriate, but we will most likely post a presentation kind of going over the numbers. The biggest things, you know, were sort of on the locations were, and Dave, I closed out that file, but State Route 303, 14, and 43 in Streetsboro was the number one intersection project. And Dave, actually, what was the number one roadway segment project?
The number one segment is in Montrose. It's State Route 18 Medina Road between Cleveland Maslin Road and I-77. I mean, no big surprise there. Just when you look at the segment, it's just busy, 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 and lots of driveways, lot of in and out traffic. No big surprise.
Yeah, I think there were two Streetsboro projects in the top five intersections list, and I think one in the top five segments, which is definitely where we're seeing a lot of our traffic right now, Mr. Chairman. Hopefully, yeah. those signal adjustments will help. Another part of this is affirming ODOT's goals for the national performance measures. So they are adopting a 2% annual reduction target based on fatalities, serious injuries, the fatality rate, serious injury rate, and non-motorized fatalities. 2% reduction for the state, I think, is meant to be, they're not sure they'll actually hit it, but they wanted to make sure that they were being aspirational and to trying to actually reduce crashes, which obviously is a challenge, especially in the pandemic right now, where it seems like speeds are up, even though ADT is still down. But really with that, our safety report is available for viewing with all communities' lists, and anything that you guys need in that regard, obviously can, any questions to Dave as well. But we are asking for a motion for that.
Can I add one thing?
Absolutely.
I would like to just add one thing. You kind of skimmed over bicycles and pedestrians. And it seemed like 2019 was really a bad year for bike and pedestrian fatalities. There were 6 bicycle-related fatalities and 13 pedestrian-related fatalities. So, I didn't look into specifics exactly what happened, but I was very disappointed when I discovered that.
Yeah, that's a good comment.
Any questions for Mr. Baker? If not, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second, Jenkins.
Gary, did you get that?
I have down Mr. Withy making the motion and Mr. Jenkins making the second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Now moving to resolution 2020-21. Mr. Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As many of you know, we are part of a larger air quality region that includes our sister agency, NOAACA, as well as the Erie Regional Planning Commission, making up counties of Cuyahoga, Geauga, Medina, Lorain, Stark, and Erie. And as part of a air quality attainment area, one of the things we are charged with is that if one of us plans to bring a major widening or major traffic inducing or potentially inducing project, the other agencies must concur with their air quality analysis that they do to show that there will be no negative effects on the total region's air quality. Attachment 6E is that documentation where NOAACA is proposing a new, completing an existing partial diamond interchange on I-77 and Miller Road, adding a northbound exit ramp and southbound entrance ramp. Adding an auxiliary lane between the new southbound entrance ramp and the Interstate 80 exit ramp. This project is looking to move forward, and AMATS has reviewed the air quality analysis and concur that we will not have any negative effects, therefore. So we are requesting approval of this resolution.
Do you need a motion, Curtis?
Yeah.
So moved, Bashira.
Jim Bowling, second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. Moving on to other business. 2021 officer nominations.
Yes, I can just speak on that one, Mr. Chairman. So, as many of you know, last couple years we've actually had our chairs serve 2 years in their roles. It's helped provide a lot of consistency for specifically for the staff, but I think those that have chaired have always said that they finally get it at the end of their first year and feel comfortable, you know, running these meetings. Therefore, you know, instead of putting a nominating together a committee together, staff felt that it would be appropriate to ask for a motion to renominate our current chair, Mr. John Chiskowski, and our current vice chair, Mr. Brad Costco, to serve in their second year of their terms for the duration of 2021. And so we would hope someone would be willing to make that motion.
Move to approve.
Second, we think.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, same sign.
Motion passed. John.
Thank you, Mr. Bowling, for making that motion so quickly. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Moving on to the 2021 AMATS meeting calendar. Mr. Baker.
Yes, so the meeting calendar is attached. As you can see, we are planning on having an annual meeting this year, God willing, on October 8th of 2021. I would anticipate that our January meetings and most likely our March meetings will still be virtual. I am hopeful that by May we will be meeting in person, but last May I was hopeful that by September we'd be meeting in person. So we'll kind of see how it plays out. We're working with our chairs of our respective committees in terms of what we think we can do and what we can do safely. So with that, we are requesting a motion.
Tomasi, move to approve.
Raymer, second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion passes. If there is no more other business, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move, Weathy.
Second, Jenkins.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you all very much. Have a phenomenal holiday and a very happy new year. Look forward to seeing everybody in January.
Thank you.
Thanks, yeah. Take care, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Be safe, everybody.
Take care.
Yeah, take care.